Am I doing the intro?
I might as well.
Yeah. This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level and intergalactic prairie studios. We alter your locus released by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flooded state is out of your head. Can you feel it? Michael W. Dean and James Weeks.
Yes.
Feeling it.
Yes.
Feeling
this
it.
This is Jim Jesus, and I am also announcing that this show is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. It allows use and reuse by anyone except state actors like Bill Pullman. You can learn more at BIPCOT.org. I'm going to just get more and more obscure with every time I do.
Well, I think you should find some BIPCOT. More state actors. Let's Google. Well, since the Freedom Fiends literally is just internet on the radio, I'm going to Google, let's see, actors who have played the president. Oh, Jimmy Stewart also, he's a state actor. He played a senator or a congressman. Let's see. Benjamin Walker played Abraham Lincoln in Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. I don't think that's really a state actor, though. Daniel Day-Lewis. There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
He played Lincoln in Lincoln.
So Daniel Day-Lewis. I'll put that in my notes for next time.
Yeah, there's a whole list. There's a Wikipedia page. Man, this is status. There's this many that there's a page. There's a Wikipedia page called List of Actors Who Have Played the President of the United States. Man, that's weird. Let's see. George Washington's been played by, I don't know who these people are. Montague Love. Is that a real person? All right. John Crawford, Jeff Daniels. Who are these people? I don't know who these people are. Jeff I know that Daniels, someone who played someone who played a founding father also played a tranny hooker once, or actually a married guy who was sleeping with gay hookers.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, sort of.
Close
except
enough.
The politician forces them to.
No consent involved when you're the politician.
Yeah, what is it? Last Exit to Brooklyn, the guy who played Harry in Last Exit to Brooklyn. Also was in some mini-series. Let's see. Harry, not to be confused, for the film. Yes, the film. So what's up, guys? Anything new? Stephen Lang. He also played, he was in some mini-series where he played, God, what was it? Oh, he was in Avatar, too. Man,
what a terrible movie. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's kind of good-looking guy. He's really, I don't know. Who'd he play? Who was that? What was that thing we saw, DJ? That miniseries where Stephen Lang played some founding father?
They were talking about having him play Cable for a while there. I don't know if Cable.
I don't know what that is.
Marvel comic books.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys seen the show called on Netflix called The Get Down?
No.
I recommend it. They have two seasons. I think that's it. I think it just finished the second season. It's kind of a dramatization, really well done, of like the early days of hip hop, with like some of the characters kind of combined and stuff, but with, you know, the actual real names of people in it. It's, you know, it's one of those like rags to riches kind of stories that makes you feel like, oh, really heart, you know, like tugs at your heartstrings. It has the hero's journey in spades. But yeah, man, you should check it out. It's good. Except don't watch the like last 10 minutes of the last scene. Somebody shoots a cat and there's no reason for them to. You already know the character's evil. And that's not a spoiler alert. It's a, you know, avert your eyes. You know, like that didn't need to be in there, man. You already know the guy's evil as can be. And then he shoots a kitten. To your sound, Jim.
Aww.
You do that so well. All right. So what do you guys want to talk about?
Let's talk about the how
Kokesh?
Like this guy was. No. I'm still writing my news story.
Okay. So if we're your real news story. So if we're gonna do totally the guy on the plane, I want to introduce it with a new rule I have, a new executive order for all Freedom Fiends. I think that if you can, every hour should have at least one actual thing that talks about liberty, even if it talks about tyranny, like we're going to do, and how things would be different without the government, just to make people hate the government more. Because a lot of people don't. They're like, oh, well, we got to choose the right men in there. And no, that doesn't work. You have to hate it. You have to like just, I'm not saying do anything violent to it. I'm just saying like in your mind, just erase the sense that it's doing any good, because that's a good thing to do in the world. And that's something that there's not much of on talk radio. Talk radio is a lot of, we need to get back to the Constitution and do the right thing. So basically I'm putting in a quota of, I think that, well, actually, some people have told me they stopped listening to the show because there's not enough liberty anymore. And I've kind of noticed that happen. Sometimes there's a lot, but with, especially with Jim Jesus or with Steve Miller Miller, if they're like the main guy on the show for the night, and Jim is one of the main guys on the show tonight, it tends to go into jackassery. And jackassery is great because I like to be like, part of what the show is this is the show that would exist if the government were already out of the way. But since the government's, and that's jackassery, that's like, you know, we'd be the Daily Zoo crew in libertarian paradise. But since the government's already here, I do want to give some teaching lessons to the people in the cheap seats every show. So each hour, I don't care what you do other than this, but each hour, I think there should be one something with a moral of, you know, the moral of the story should be government bad, less government better, no government great. So show me on the doll where United Airlines touched somebody today, Jim.
What? You want me to do it? I haven't been following the story that closely.
All right, James, I just, you got it?
Yeah.
I mean, I can do it. Let's see. So there's a guy who, he booked a seat. A doctor. I believe just a doctor. And he booked his seat with United Airlines, and they overbooked.
Which they often do.
But a lot of airlines do. But instead of doing a normal thing and maybe incentivizing someone to voluntarily...
Hey, they used to do that. About 12 years ago, I was on a plane. I wasn't in a particular hurry. And they said, we've overbooked. If anybody's willing to get off this plane and take the next one... you'll get a free round trip ticket anywhere in the U.S. good anytime, no expiration date. And I'm like, yes, yes, me. And I was the first person to raise my hand. There were like four people behind me begging to do it too. Like they just happened to see me and I got off and, you know, there was another plane 2 hours later. I just went and got some food and read some magazines for free in the bookshop there and, you know, got a free ticket, which I was really poor at the time, was really useful to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but the fact that there were like people, like five people on the plane clamoring to take that offer, they should go back to doing that instead.
Well, some airlines do, is my understanding.
I think United's going to start tomorrow.
They think they better start doing that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because
dragged a guy kicking and screaming off of a plane and bloodied his lip.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't leave because he said, I'm a doctor. I have patients.
He was trying to get to. And he told him, I'm a doctor and I have patients that I'm trying to go see right now. Like,
and he was elderly, too. They basically beat up an old man because he didn't like the fact that they changed the terms and conditions of their contract. And the picture that we're using tonight for the show is a picture of him bloodied on the plane, and it says, how to speak statist, airline, quote, contract, unquote.
Yeah, there's a lot more statism that's going on in this thing as well, because a lot of this has to do with the fact that unions require airlines to transport employees with the highest priority, even over paying customers. So instead of having an employee go like, you know what, I'll just catch the next flight, they insist that, you know, they have to, by the rules, kick out someone who's actually paying. Now,
well, they have better jump seats for them.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, don't they have
jump seats for them, but still,
if they need to get on, they do that as well.
No, but I'm saying they have jump seats for those people. They don't take up.
They don't want to sit in the jump seat. They want to.
But that's what they do. That's who they give. That's what they do. Is the employees that want to hop on, they hop on in a jump seat.
But I guess this was also a case.
So you're saying Jim's wrong, James?
Yeah, I'm saying Jim's wrong on this.
I think Jim heard some other information. But anyway, so
that was some of the information.
The whole thing's horrible,
yeah.
And the fact that he's a doctor made it worse. The fact that he's elderly made it really worse. But basically what it comes down to is the airline's not honoring their contract. And, you know, people say, how would things work without the government? And a few things that'd be different would be insurance companies would be a lot more important because everything would be insurable. And that's a lot of how you'd, you know, things would work without the government to make up, you know, to supposedly protect you from loss. And people would have to honor contracts or else they would be dragged into a private court or else no one would do business with them. Because the main, like, so I posted about this being a horrible thing today and some newly minted libertarian raised his hand and said, but how does this violate the non-aggression principle? What's wrong with, and you know, what was that meme you posted today about Molyneux being a bad person because he makes fun of people by imitating his opponents in a whiny voice.
Someone posted on that on my page. It's great.
So the guy basically said, "What's wrong with a business removing someone from their property?" And my answer is, there's a contract in place. And the guy said, "Well, there's tiny print that you read that says they can do that if they have to." And here's the thing about it: it's not. I would say basically. A government, an airline is not a private industry. I'd say it's so heavily regulated by the government that it's basically the government.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's there's a lot of industries that are like that where they're basically a government-granted cartel.
It's fascism. It's
duopoly almost. Same thing with like the cable company and stuff like that. Yeah. There's another prime example of this. But the airline
cable's so bad in my town, I had to cable as a backup.
Cable's even worse.
DSL was like out of was obsolete like 15 years ago, but I'm actually having that as my backup because it's more reliable than my cable.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, good thing. That's why we need competition in cable for sure.
Yeah. So you don't have competition in airlines. Like, you know, when someone says, well, if you don't like it, you know, take another airline. No, they all have these same agreements, partially because the government, you know, regulates certain things and allows certain things. There's actually fine print that they also that they don't say that there's a law that if they take you off a plane against your will, they have to pay you something of value four times the value of the one-way ticket that you didn't take. They don't tell you that. You have to fight to get that too.
Of course.
I have a solution on how to fix this when we get back from the break. And also a breaking news story.
All right. Yep. We're going to break the news.
We're going to break it?
We're going to break the news.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Ever struggle for the right thing to say at a party? Want something to break the ice? Get the free Freedom Fiends Android app, Pocket Alibi. Pocket Alibi will help you have things to say. It'll replace verbal communication when you're not speaking with somebody.
I value your input.
It'll make you the hit of any party.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Will it work?
Not a guarantee.
It's a great icebreaker, too. Comes loaded with hundreds of original funny sayings with great voices and great recording quality. It's arranged into 7 categories. Disclaimers.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
Excuses.
I'm sorry, sir. An older girl told me to do it.
Advice. Fun, too.
Get off me, kitty.
Libertarian pickup lines.
Hey, baby, hold my camera while I yell at this meter maid.
State speech is hate speech.
Bark, bark for the state.
Get Pocket Alibi today on Google Play for free. Again, search for Pocket Alibi. That's Pocket Alibi, A-L-I-B-I.
Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi.
Does this app make me look fat?
Seen it a million times, but now. Buddy's like, oh, that guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, hi. I didn't see you come
Stephen
in.
Stephen Lang not only played a married guy who was having sex with tranny hookers in Last Exit to Brooklyn, the Hubert Selby Jr. written book based on movie. He also plays Stonewall Jackson in the prequel Gods and Generals.
Oh, was he Stonewall Jackson in that?
Yeah.
That was a great good movie.
Yep. He's also the co-artistic director of the Actors Studio. All right. So since we didn't see you come in there, we're talking about this guy that got pulled off a plane, bloodied. It's this is the kind of stuff that ends up harming corporations so much that they do so much to backpedal for a little while and then nothing ever really changes. Because, you know, governments regulate airlines so much that unlike other industries where they, you know, it's, well, if you don't like us, you can take some other airline. It's more like, if you don't like us, you can walk or drive. Because all airlines do this. They are a cartel, and they do price fixing, which is illegal. It shouldn't be illegal, but it is illegal. And it really wouldn't be immoral in a situation where there's unlimited ability to have competition.
Yeah,
that stuff.
There's no competition. But without the FAA, all the planes would crash into each other.
You know what? That's not true because private planes. That's your other option. If you don't like it, take a private jet. Because they actually, you can take anything on a private jet. Did you know that?
Yeah, private jets are definitely much better. Yeah.
And actually, a guy who owned a private plane crashed into an IRS building in a suicide attack.
What they need to do is have an Uber of private planes.
Oh, you know,
where are you at? Where are you at, Uber?
Yeah, like, you know, for $5,000 instead of like $50,000, you can take a private jet.
This is why we need flying cars.
There kind of is. A lot of people that claim to have a private jet actually timeshare a bunch of private jets. Do you know that's how it works?
Probably.
Those little tiny private jets that hold like 8 people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't own them. They subscribe to a service. I mean, it's still way out of the range of people like us, but it's a lot cheaper than owning a private jet. And just when you need it, you know, you just call up and see if they, you have to be in a big city. You know, you have to be somewhere that they have private jets around, but there is.
Mm-hmm. If you're that wealthy, chances are you're probably near a big city to do that.
Or have a helicopter that can bring you to one. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Do they have apps? Boston, that's a question.
In one of Boston Tea Party's books, he was talking about like, you know, prepping for disaster and what you should have. And he's like, he had these different levels. And he's like, you know, if you're dirt poor, you should have, you know, a few acres of land and some ammo and some food and water. And then he went up and up and up. And it was like, and then it was like the unlimited money category. One of the things was like, you should own a helicopter and have a private island somewhere. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I'm down.
Yeah.
Give me that unlimited money.
All right, so the
hashtag
thing about
please donate. This guy
you're doing a fundraiser to get alcohol to become an alcoholic, right?
No, I just had my GoFundMe. It doesn't matter anymore because they canceled my GoFundMe because it includes asking for money for drugs and alcohol. See, it's okay if you ask for money for ayahuasca DMT stew, but if you dare ask for wine, out of the question. Someone ratted me out. Yeah. Someone ratted me out, and I'm like, well, if they're going to rat me out, yeah, I don't. You know what? I ratted her out.
Well, you know what?
If you're gonna rat me out, I'm taking her down with me.
No one ratted me out for mine to buy thongs and maybe beer.
You said maybe beer. The primary thing was thongs. But now that you mentioned it, someone's gonna
who narked you out, or you said you narked out the DMT girl just for the heck of it?
I narked him out because this was a retaliation. It had to be about retaliation.
You narked out the DMT people?
No. I didn't snitch to the government. Okay. Violating the terms of service. If I'm going to get my $5 taken away, she's going to get her $500.
On GoFundMe. Who's she?
Oh, Macy Tomlinson.
She narked you out?
No.
What is she?
But
she
they're narking. Someone narked me.
Cold. That's cold stuff.
Someone narked me out for making fun of her.
That is cold.
I am cold, and I'm callous.
Happened? So you narked out someone who had nothing to do with what you did. You snitched.
Yeah. I snitched. Yeah, totally. I didn't snitch to the government.
What do you think of that, James?
That's not cool, man.
I think we should kick him off for a couple seconds. What do you think?
I just think we should make the hashtag stop snitching.
Stop
Jim
snitching,
Jesus.
Jim. Yeah. All right, stop snitching, Jim Jesus. That's the name of this episode. Right.
I could have lied about it.
No, I'm glad you admitted it. That's how you keep honest, man.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
All
Are you tired of stinky socialists trying to take over America?
And are you also tired of theorists talking about the free market as a cure-all for every problem with no firsthand experience of how the market actually works?
Well, the Truth Justice American Way app gives you wall-to-wall shows by hosts who not only understand the market, but tell you how they make money in a variety of patriotic endeavors.
The Truth Justice American Way app for Android is 24/7 streaming audio content on the topics of finance, liberty, self-defense, and technology.
All the hosts are all American Americans from all over America.
And the app is made in Wyoming, the cowboy state.
Because you should buy American, even with free Android apps.
Truth Justice American Way. Useful information, compelling personalities, and superior American audio quality.
Go on the Google Play Store or the Amazon App Store and search Truth Justice American Way.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
Not exactly. I got my money taken away. I got my $5 taken away.
I still don't think so, man. Well, the people, my patriots, which is what I'm calling the Patreon patriots.
Well, here's the thing. I really don't care because in the end of the day, it was fraud. She was sitting there announcing that ayahuasca cures cancer and muscular dystrophy.
Oh, wow.
So, screw that.
She didn't do that. The GoFundMe.
No, it only... What?
No, it said that in GoFundMe, that it cures cancer.
Hey, James, Jim is buffering. Should I just let him buffer and not fix it on my end? What do you think?
Yeah. That gets him to stop snitching.
Yeah. Stop snitching isn't just don't snitch to the cops. That's the main thing. But, you know, I mean, you helped remove money from someone who wasn't harming anybody.
No, well, I didn't.
I guess you could say fraud.
It's still up.
Claiming.
It's still up.
Oh.
But either way, it's fraud.
So your snitch wasn't successful, is what you're
not,
saying.
At least not as yet.
You can't even snitch right, man. Thank goodness for that. All right, good for you.
If only all snitches were as unsuccessful as Jim Jesus is.
That should be the name of the show. If only all snitches were as unsuccessful as Jim Jesus. That makes it sound like he's unsuccessful at everything, though. That's funny.
I'm successful, just not at snitching.
That's a good bad thing to fail at.
I wouldn't brag that. I'd just keep quiet. Yeah, this is.
I'll get that on the shirt. I am leading this
show in a direction that I said at the beginning of the show. You know, there's too much of this on this show.
Because I think this is a valuable conversation.
This is a very valuable topic. Stop snitching, Jim.
Yeah. Okay. Stop snitching. Yeah. This is a very valuable topic to talk about on the radio, because now you might have someone think twice about calling the cops because they see someone that they are find suspicious or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you know, AA tells you not to snitch on yourself. I know Jim hates AA, but here's something I really like about AA. When in the section about making amends, the thing is, we made amends except when to do so would injure ourselves or others, or except when to do so would injure others. I think it is something like that. But they add in the description of it, like, you know, the others can be yourself. Like the example they give is that, you know, if you've been stealing money from the till at your job for years, don't go to your boss and say, I've been stealing money. They suggest actually like sneaking money back into the till, or, you know, if you rob somebody and you're going to go to jail for saying you robbed them, and your family will be without someone to support them, you know, just anonymously mail them money, stuff like that. Jesse, you know, and I never thought about this, because in Breaking Bad, Jesse goes to rehab and goes to AA, and outside he goes to AA meetings also. And do you remember when, like, the kid gets shot in Breaking Bad? You know, the kid out on the desert on the dirt bike. You know, Jesse didn't do it, but he feels bad about it, and he sends a bunch of money. Like, he tries to put a bunch of money, you know, send it to the parents anonymously. And his lawyer recommends against it because he said it would raise too many flags.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Mm. So,
speaking of snitching, should I talk about this new story that's totally snitching?
We're not really done with our topic yet.
Okay. Sorry.
It would have been a one segment topic, but we have been hijacking ourselves, hijacking the airplane of Freedom Fiends that we're on. So can you say that on the radio? So there's another thing about, you know, the newly minted libertarian who asked me about, you know, so what's wrong with a business owner removing you from his property with the airplane thing? You know, first of all, as I said, it's really, there's no competition. So it's a free market. It's a different thing. But actually, the image we're using for the show tonight, that did you make this thing about Southwest? We beat the competition, not you. Yeah.
I found that.
Yeah, we're going to use that.
Gold.
The other thing is there's actually a legal thing called unconscionability. It's basically if a contract, if the terms of a contract are so onerous that there's not an equal thing, anything close to an equal give or versus take, it can be unenforceable even if someone voluntarily signed it. Like
allegedly.
Yeah, I'm not giving legal advice, but an example would be like, you know, let's say if somebody signed you as their manager, and or like Scientology signing someone to a billion-year contract. Yeah, I think that'd be a good example. You know, or if somebody, you know, signed you to a contract, some as an unknown artist, you know, for like a 99-year contract, and you didn't know better, and you signed it. You know, that you'd be able to get out of that after a while if you had a good lawyer and made some money. But I think it's unconscionable to say that the small print on the ticket when you buy the, you know, when you buy it online, you don't even see it. They're like, would you like to click the link to read the terms and conditions?
Well, you click the link that you did agree, though.
Mm-hmm.
People just don't read terms of service.
Well, people don't have time to. You actually couldn't navigate life reading all those. And there's actually
I got a story about that. I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's a funny story about the terms of service. There was a website that I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago. Just for one day, they changed their terms of service for the website. And then people went and clicked agree, I read this agree. And the terms of service actually said that they owned your soul. And they got like thousands of people to agree that this website owns their soul.
Yeah.
And no one noticed it.
Who the hell really reads the entire EULA?
Well, there's a whole really disgusting South Park based on that concept.
Yeah.
The Human Centipede episode, but
there's funny, the iTunes, I remember someone was reading going through the iTunes terms of service. It says you can't make weapons of mass destruction with iTunes. Like, how the heck do you even do that?
Oh, you do it. Well, you do what the government does. You strap someone in a room and make them listen to loud music for 3 days that they don't want to listen to. That's what I could think of. Or you do it to a city. You know, you hold a city. I don't know how you do it, but
it's when you blare Men Without Hats over the PAs to try to drive them out.
Or an Adam Kokesh podcast. So there is this thing called unconscionability, and I would argue, and I think there'd be an argument in a free market where it's not a government controlled cartel, that the agreement for an airline ticket that basically says you're buying this ticket, but we can rescind this ticket at any time, horribly inconvenience you, and you get bupkis other than just the same ticket later.
Punched in the
face.
Which
is what they do now. And punched in the face. I would say that's that would not pass. That would be unconscionable and not enforceable. So I don't think anyone can really sue the airlines, though, because it's like suing the government, you know? They don't let you
do it. You can, but you'll lose because...
Yeah, yeah. Although I'd be willing to bet they're doing something pretty nice to this guy who got... this elderly man who got punched and thrown off an airplane today, because actually the CEO of United came out and apologized publicly to him. And you never see that. You always see the company issued a statement. You don't see the CEO.
Well, the CEO, then maybe a lawsuit will be good then.
Yeah.
Because a CEO admitting guilt is really big for.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, too. I'll bet they've already, I'd be willing to bet that since the CEO came out and said that, they've already paid him off, you know, like
could
signed,
be.
You know, here's $10,000.
Maybe they just realized how bad they messed
up. Your whole family flies on United for Life whenever you want, something like that.
Would they want to?
I know. That should be what they should do is they should say, we'll pay for your whole family to fly on Southwest for the rest of your life. That's the amends I'd demand, I think, if they were asking.
And punch free. Punch free. Punch fly. Free.
Yeah.
Well, here. So, yeah, this is. I don't know. I don't know if I would want to fly United again if I'm that guy. I know I'm never going to fly United.
Yeah.
They're always more expensive, too.
I usually don't choose. I usually just say, like, I needed this flight to this location, and then it says, like, this one's going here. Why don't you jump on this this flight? It's also the cheapest. And I'm like, okay, I'll choose that one. That's how I choose my flights.
That's
I don't really choose Delta. Delta chooses me. I think that was a joke that someone said a while ago.
Yeah. Ooh, I like this United picture. What is this? This is a picture of some from last week's episode, I think, of the cop. This cop with the guys dressed like ISIS behind him. I think it's a drug enforcement team, isn't it? The sheriff's.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, literally. Okay. I think we're done with the airplane thing, unless you guys got something else. I think we got some news from Jim.
Well, they just need to deregulate the airline industry, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yes, I have breaking news from.
Oh wait, but I got one more thing to say because I said I was going to do like a buffer between that and your thing. So, people who like the drug war, you should think about this. The people in the drug war dress like ISIS and pretty much act like ISIS. You really want to pay for that on your neighbors and friends and family? Nope. All right, what you got, Jim?
On Monday, Adam Kokesh was arrested during an anti-war protest in Washington, D.C. to demonstrate the Syrian strikes that were launched last Friday. Kokesh, who is known for his civil disobedience, was detained for lewd conduct in his truck before the demonstrations. When locals noticed that Adam was being accosted by local police, Kokesh insisted the arrest was failure to appear for a bench warrant. Kokesh, whose palms were wrinkled, insisted to the Lulberts News Network, quote, I was arrested for my previous civil disobedience and not for touching myself inappropriately to the new Playboy magazine, which now has nudity again. Have you seen it yet? It's great, unquote. A local demonstrator really? Who wished to remain anonymous told us, quote, I know that this is not exactly true, but the mission matters more than something Lexi Bell inspired. Can we just pretend that this was about liberty? Wait, is this on the record? Unquote. Stay tuned for the Lulberts News Network on Anchor FM as we cover the latest from a Canadian man who turned talking into his car into a media empire to rail against ethnic minorities. For reporting from thelulberts.com, I'm Jim Jesus.
What? Really? I
yes.
believe it. I mean, if you have no further questions, tell me more, though.
So I launched a new news network on an emerging platform called Anchor.fm.
Nude news.
It's real news for fake libertarians. It's the Lulberts News Network. And it's... and it's like basically that. It's basically the Onion for libertarian news.
What's the Onion's tagline? Do they have one?
I don't know. America's finest news source, I think that's what it was.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuz you know that the New York Times was all the news that's fit to print, which sounds really square to me.
I like their new one, which is a former newspaper.
Yeah. Yeah. But Rolling Stones one, it was a takeoff on the New Yorker one. It said, all the news that fits.
Lulberts News Network, anchor.fm. Go subscribe. Or some. Please clap.
Stop snitching.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Shout out, man. Sean Duvalli, my good friend and our torrent master, the guy who puts our torrents up every 2 weeks, has paid out of his own pocket to get a torrent seed box. So torrents are extra seeded and always seeded. And if you want to help Freedom Fiends stay drone proof, go to the Freedom Fiends site. Click on the link on the right. This is Torrent Club and learn how to torrent. If you don't have any money to donate to any of our projects, including Jim's wine project,
which I think the most important project to donate to is my bong project.
Then you can torrent the Freedom Fiends. You know, I'm going to start my own GoFundMe with hookers and blackjack and fraud and wine.
See, I've only raised $15 of my $50 goal. This needs to be fixed, people.
Isn't there one? I've raised nothing for my. Let's talk about all our cyber projects, begging projects that are making so little money. I got nothing. I got nothing on my Cuss Free Liberty streaming site, which is actually really kicking butt. And there's actually a couple, shall we say, community radio stations already programming it 24/7, and a few homeschool moms letting their kids listen to it who they won't listen to. Thanks, Jim. To LRN.
I couldn't hit the cough down button in time. It just snuck up on me.
Yeah, I just turned away. That's what I did. Just turned my head as far
as I did.
All right. All right.
Pretty bad cough.
So, Sean, but Holly,
I did hear a plug for it. I did hear a plug for it on Sovereign Tech for the new cussing, the Liberty.
Oh,
cussing.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a kick out of that. A lot of people are like, this is ridiculous. And he was kind of like, this is ridiculous, but so cool and funny and weird. I'll give it a shout out. So, yeah. Thank you, Brian Sovereign. I like
it. It's ridiculous,
Sovereign.
But we live in a world where people are highly offended by that kind of language. And if you're going to break through to people, you can't reach them by cussing and saying, you don't like it. That being a
movie. Yeah, yeah. Which actually is actually kind of the response I've gotten, which is kind of weird. Because to me, that basically says that cussing is so, you know, when people like don't even believe there should be an alternative for other people who aren't them. Like, people are offended by not cussing. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That's square, I think.
Yeah.
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 Some of my podcasts, we actually don't cuss. I mean, I remember there was a few episodes I did with Nick where Nick was like, we can't cuss because I have to, like,
parents.
My parents and stuff are listening. Now that he's 18, he cusses more than I do.
He's been saving it up.
Yeah. It's been bottling up forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. 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 Huh. So,
right.
That's a thing.
Yeah, I wasn't on the show last night. I was vomiting. I had like the 12-hour flu. I've never heard of such a thing. And then DJ got it from me, too. And then today we were fine. I've had 24-hour flu before, which is actually not a flu. It's a stomach issue that's not influenza-related, but it feels like it. You guys ever done that? You ever just gotten really ill? Like, ugh, you know, like vomiting and just feeling horrible for like 12 hours? I have for 24, but never for just 12.
And it's really bad for employers because you show up the next day to work fine.
Oh, isn't that actually a joke? Isn't that a joke? Like when they think you took a day off, they call it the 12-hour flu. Yeah, I think I've heard that.
So you're just like, maybe I should take one more day off so they don't think I'm lying. That I'm really, really sick.
Oh, man, that's funny. Yeah. So in the second hour, we're going to talk about, since we have a new rule, I think it's a good guideline, not really rule, but in each hour we talk something about liberty. You're going to talk about the anti-war Trump voters who are now upset with their choices, but really it's because there's no other choices. And, you know, why do you need a ruler anyway? Yeah.
Yep.
Are there actually... I've people telling me, yes, there actually were people who were like, well, my main thing is being anti-war and Hillary's going to get us into war with Syria. So I'm voting for Trump. So that won't happen. Is that really a species of human?
Yes. Paul Joseph Watson, Richard Spencer, Stefan Molyneux.
Oh, we're going to talk about the Richard Spencer out in the street complaining about his hero now, Trump, aren't we? We'll get back. We'll be right back.
Everyone's
off. I'm going to be on the first part of the show to make sure that there's some. I don't even need to be. Yeah, I'll be on. I'll be on the whole show. This is for my Patriots. This recording I'm making.
Stop Stitches of Jesus.
Stop Stitches of Jesus. Is that really going to be the title of the show? It's up to you, James. You choose, James.
We'll have to be like Two-Face and flip a coin.
What was it? If only all snitches were as unsuccessful as Jim Jesus. I like it. It would make me want to listen. It would make me click on it.
Quick update. The GoFundMe is still up that Jim Jesus snitched on.
Yeah. Oh. the one he snitched on.
I'm snitching on yours now.
When the final element issues, it's not good enough to know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed,
buy sheep for sheep on sheep,
and Bitcoin, 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 Bitcoin.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says,
Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others ones were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, they gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others ones were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, they gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others ones were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, they gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others ones were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, they gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others ones were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, they gotta collect them all.
Yeah, Freedom helps addiction.
Yes.
Well, you know, I cured my alcoholism with intravenous narcotic use. It absolutely works. I don't recommend it, though.
I cured my smoking addiction with Mexican candy, sunflower seeds, and gum.
I cured my smoking addiction by smoking.
All right.
This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Libertarian Somewhere. Reeducation Centers, Low Orbit Ion Cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza, or high atop Listener 27. I can't remember it. I can't do it. This is all from memory. I failed.
Ayahuasca is covered by it cures that.
Ayahuasca cures not remembering.
Cures memory loss.
You gotta take the ayahuasca, man. What are you doing? You're messing up.
Ipcot, no government license. So we're the Freedom Fiends. I'm Michael Dean. Jim
These
Jesus.
Jokes gave me cancer. I better shoot.
James, covered by the Ipcot, no government license. This allows use and reuse by anyone except governments and government agents. Learn more actors. At Ipcot.com.
Thank
and
you.
And state actors like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes.
Or
the guy who had sex with trannies.
Stephen Lang.
Stephen Lang. Stephen. It's one of those Stevens with a P, which is almost as bad as Stephen. Thom. T-H-O-M. Stephen. You know, Tom. Yeah.
Oh, that is such a terrible way to spell Tom.
Yeah. Although there's some guy on my Facebook feed in Australia that spells it T. H-O-M. I don't know what that is. It's like Australian.
Thom.
For Thom. No, T. He spells it Thom, but switches the two middle letters around. What's that?
T-O-H-M?
I don't know. I could look.
Tom.
Doesn't matter.
Tom.
Something weird. Tom. Yeah.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom. That just sounds really like, it's like a
Tom.
Country club way of spelling it.
Tom. A yacht club.
I was on the yacht with my friend Tom.
Oh, it's T-O-H-M. It's Tom Lewis. He listens to the show. Yeah, I like him. Yeah,
don't
hey,
be
Tom.
Triggering.
Tom.
Don't be a normie and just put random H's in your name, please.
Don't be a normie and believe there are between five genders and 8 billion genders, somewhere in there. One or the other. No, it's actually one or the other we decided, right?
No, it's genders of spook is what we decided.
Yeah.
Sexes. Well, sexes, I think, is what we're talking about. But
The real problematic gender binary is the gender binary, which says that you either have to believe that it's binary or that there's 57 that you can choose from a list.
Well,
on
you
Facebook.
Know, that one of XXX, it's like a woman super. It's called Superwoman. It's woman with an extra X chromosome. And I think that
who's, tall girls who's, with long legs.
Yeah, like the blonde. Who's the Nazi that's like running the world for the president right
Taylor
now?
Taylor Swift?
No. The White House one.
Kellyanne.
Something like that.
Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah. I think she's one. And so I think is also, who's the Republican version of her? The tall, horse-faced, kind of crack whore looking.
Oh, Ann Coulter.
Oh, Ann Coulter. Yeah. I think those women are both super women, not in a good way.
Everyone needs to watch that show Boondocks. They did a hilarious episode about.
I love it.
Ann Coulter.
Yeah, she's dating a black guy. She's actually
super like
liberal.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Speaking of Ann Coulter, she's been railing on Donald Trump, who she supported throughout the entire like presidential campaign for bombing Syria. She's
really?
Extremely upset about him doing that. Yep.
Really?
As well wow. as Richard Spencer, Paul Joseph Watson, Stefan Molyneux, like almost all the big players are kind of jumping off the Trump train. And wow. I'm loving it because I told her so. I told her so.
Well, you know, there's three or four reasons you shouldn't vote. The first reason you shouldn't vote, I believe it's immoral. Jim probably disagrees with this. James might agree with this. Do you think voting's immoral, James?
I think you shouldn't vote.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I told this story on the air before, but when I was running for state representative at the time.
Stop snitching.
This was the first time I really pissed off.
He was running for sheriff and you're calling me a snitch.
This is the first time I really pissed off the libertarian. I was going to crash the MRAP tank into the walls of the gym.
Off. We're on radio. You peed off the libertarians.
All right. I peed off the libertarians pretty
all the way.
Pretty
told
bad.
Told me to go to heck. Told me to go to heck.
And they got really mad at me over this. The first time I ran, this is the first time I ever ran for office.
Is this after you got naked on national television?
No, this was well before. This is the first time I made them mad.
Okay.
This is the first time I had them shaking in their conservative boots, crying about how horrible of a person I am. You know, going, oh man, he embarrassed us. He cost us the win. I had people tell me this is the first time they blamed me for libertarians not winning. But when I went to the polls with a sign that said "Don't vote." The first time I ran, and I went and I said, "Hey, I'm running for state representative. Don't vote." And they're like, "What? Don't vote for you." I was like, "Don't vote for anybody."
That's funny, but I've heard a better one was Derek Slopey, the creator of Fiend Phone, good friend all around, good guy, ran for something a while back, like 4 years ago, in his town. I think it was city council or something, and his sign said, "Still voting?"
That was my bumper sticker.
Oh,
that
was
my bumper sticker for my congressional. No, that was actually
still voting. Vote
no, that was
Slopey.
That was. I stole that from someone who ran a long time ago. That was.
Was it in Arizona?
Yeah, one of those Ernest Hancock.
Ernest Hancock. Maybe.
Ernest Hancock is the first one. He did the. And I ripped that slogan from him for my bumper sticker for my congressional campaign, but for my state rep campaign, I had the sign that said "Don't vote," and it was funny. There was this guy who was driving in as I was standing out at the polls, and he just rolled down his window and said, "Why?" And I said, "Voting only encourages them." and he pulled in and he sat there for like 2 minutes and he pulled right back out and he rolls down his window and he says,
"Wow,
you know what? You're right." And he drives off.
That's awesome. That's another reason you shouldn't vote, because you know, people say you gotta vote for the lesser, you know, people are at the point where they're like, "Yeah, I know all politicians are horrible," except the people who like get a godlike, you know, soft on for people like Hillary. You know, people were religious about Hillary for some reason. And there are some people who were pretty like that a lot for Trump, I think. But, you know, a lot of elections, there isn't the huge charismatic, you know, person that tricks your brain into thinking, "Oh, they're going to change everything." But a lot of people are just like, "Yeah, I know there aren't any good candidates, but you got to vote for somebody." You know, first of all, there's people who are actually still brainwashed from government school who believe that voting is your civic duty. And if you, you know, there's countries where people can't do that. And, you know, the founding fathers fought for the right to do this. Check this out. There's voting in North Korea. There's voting in Iran. There's voting in Syria. There's voting places where people have far fewer rights, quote unquote, that they can exercise legally than America. They have voting in North Korea, and there's only, you know, there's like three parties, but they're all the same party.
Actually,
they give the illusion
there's
of choice.
Actually even more parties in North Korea than that.
Yeah. They're all communist, though.
Well, yeah, they are all various communist parties, but they're all different parties, and they actually have more minor party representation in their legislature than a lot of places.
I would disagree that that North Korea is communist anymore. It seems like as though they're moving into an actual like state controlled fascism where they allow private industry to be heavily regulated. Well, that's and controlled.
Their communism is very different
which is
from
even
Marxism.
Worse.
And they make a clear point that it's not Marxism. And
right in their constitution to private property.
To free speech,
to private property. There's actually a constitutionally guaranteed right to private property.
North Korea would be so much better if they just got back to the constitution. That would fix everything.
Oh, yeah. I did have allegedly up.
Yeah.
Oh, wrong one.
Yeah.
Wrong.
You know, somebody actually got on my case. Somebody actually said that app is bad audio and it's a hate crime. They got mad at me. It kind of is on the air. Like when you're listening to it within your hand, it sounds pretty darn good. But when you hold it up and play it over your phone onto the mic, it doesn't always sound that good on the show.
I need a soundboard that loops.
You need to plug it in. Yeah.
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 Well, soundboards cure cancer, so you better get on that and ask for some money so you can cure cancer with good audio.
Stop snitching. All right, so what other reasons, James? I'm going to talk to the guy that's actually conjuring here. James, what are other reasons not to vote?
Oh, well, because it's silly.
Oh, yeah, because here's another one. I got one. Because they won't even do what they say they're going to do. That's the one I was getting to, like... You know, if you vote for Trump because he's the anti-war candidate, or if you vote for Obama because and he ran under that. And then Obama ran under, like, you know, decriminalizing marijuana.
Well, he ran under closing Gitmo. Wasn't that something he said, I promise I'll do this in my first whatever days. And
100 days.
How did that work out?
It's still open.
It's still open. And he actually signed a document that makes it easier for Americans to get put there for no reason at all.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet, but could.
Well, that we know of. But
good point.
Allegedly.
Ooh.
But that's the thing.
Gitmo
is that
cures
it's not
cancer.
Gonna The best way to sum it up was, I believe, Emma Goldman, who said it best probably in just one sentence. If voting could change anything, they'd make it illegal.
It's like
one sentence right there sums up why it's just a waste. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to change anything. Even if you get your guy elected, it's not going to change it. I mean, look at all the stuff that people promise, and then they get in there because they get into a position of power, and they've proven this time and time and time again. You put people in position of power, and it does something to them. So even if some guy gets in there and he's completely anti-authoritarian, that's why I always said when
Ron
people
Paul.
Ask me about me running,
except
I'm like
Ron Paul,
allegedly.
No, I wouldn't.
But,
11.
But that's why people ask me about me running, you know, and I'm like, winning would be the worst possible outcome in my campaign. I only run for office because I think it's fun to debate the politicians, but winning would be the worst possible thing for me. But I just like debating them. That's the entire reason, really.
What would you have done if you'd won?
I wouldn't serve. Well, I make silly campaign promises, though. I'd probably
You wouldn't serve and just, like, tell all the sheriffs to, like, stop
I couldn't get away
arresting
with it.
People?
They'd remove me from office even if I tried doing that. But, you
they'd
know,
kill
I,
you.
They'd kill me, too.
Meow.
But,
meow, 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 meow.
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 You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty Talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Voting corrupts. I think the only one thing that I do like about voting in Nevada is that for most of the options that you get when you go to the ballot, there is a none of the above option. And see,
I would feel more comfortable about it if that was all over. It'd be kind of cool to be able to go vote none of the above.
Yeah.
I actually thought about legally changing my name to none of the above and running.
Oh, that please name. Do it. But you'd have to have your name like above none of the. So that way when it comes up, it's like none, comma, of the above.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to do something silly like that. So it wouldn't be none, the name wouldn't be none of the above. It would be of the above none.
Yeah.
People would call me Ub for short.
But I'm not exactly sure how.
I didn't see you come in. Are we on air?
We are on the air.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jim.
Stop. So yeah, Jim. I'm not. Well, I'm gonna. This voting is snitching. Did you?
There you go. Vote. Okay. So that's the title. If you can explain that, I'll change the title to Voting is Snitching instead of If All Snitches Were as Unsuccessful as Jim Jesus, the world would be a better place.
I'm perfectly content with both. So it's not
too
really
long, though. It's too long.
It's not an incentive for me. It's whether or not your fingers want to type that out.
Well, I already typed it out. But how is voting snitching? I like that, but I don't really get the logic fully.
So voting is snitching because you're basically saying, hey, look, there are things that I don't like in this world, and I want this guy to come and fix it for them. And it's usually in the form of these dark people who are coming across the border I don't like, or it's have certain substances that I don't like, or it's these people. Yeah, it's always things like that. It's like, I don't like something that these people are doing.
I absolutely. You done? Are you done?
Yeah, done.
All right. I was trying to interrupt you for a long time. Yeah. You're being rude. You're not letting me interrupt you. All right.
I also don't interrupt anymore.
I know. Thank you. So voting is snitching. I just got really excited. The title is going to be Voting is Snitching. And voting is snitching because the reason there are so many laws, the reason there's a war on drugs is because politicians like to use it as a stump speech thing. Like, you know, we need to be tough on crime. We need to clean up these cities. Yeah, they're being cucks. They're, the reason there's mandatory minimums too for a lot of crimes is specifically because of George Bush, because he ran on a tough on crime thing. And basically, old people are more afraid of crime than anyone else because, you know, they don't have guns, a lot of them, and people do prey on older people because they're weaker. They should have guns. What?
Yeah, they should have guns.
Yeah, they should have guns.
Arm the old people. Arm ARP.
Yeah, arm the old people. Arm ARP. Well, ARP is really status, so don't arm ARP. Arm the other thing. It's just something that's not ARP. But old people vote more than anybody. They're also on juries more than anybody, which is basically the only reason we're on radio instead of just a podcast, because we want to reach people who might end up on juries and have a chance to free someone who's there for some victimless crime, like having some drugs or having a gun or something.
Because they need to realize we should probably go into that. Let's not bury the lead on that.
the other people
on
who
why what they can do, what jury nullification is.
Yeah, go ahead, James.
You know, well, with when you're on a jury, dating back for, you know, what, 1,000 years now, from the first time they started doing jury trials, the jury has always had the right and the duty to judge not only the facts of the case, but the law itself. And if the law be unjust, such as a drug prohibition, the juries have the right to nullify the law and come back with a not guilty verdict, even if, as the law is written, the defendant has violated the statute. Yeah. But if you find the law unjust and do not want to see that person behind bars, you can absolutely, most definitely say not guilty.
Now, do you think that in the jury room, the person wanting to do that, would, if you were in the jury room, would you keep it to yourself and just vote not guilty, or would you try to get other people? Would you tell people in the jury room about that? Yeah, it depends, because it some depend. Places that would get the jury tossed out, or you could get arrested for jury tampering.
You could.
I'm not saying, you know, do one thing or the other.
I'm not going to give legal advice, but if the best case scenario you can to help some guy avoid jail is go for a hung jury, do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you should hang all juries.
Wow.
Oh, not like that.
Now.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Thank you for being a fiend. You may know the show is Triggerweens. We're saying worms and your new bigger buttons on. And if you threw a party and invited every yak you knew, you would see we'd still follow the NAP, and we're covered by Bipcot. Thank you for being a fiend.
So Michael's going to go get a snack, and I'm going to tell you.
So I don't interrupt you as much. You know they can't really hear this part. You got to wait till the music gets done, unless you're right on the mic.
I can't really hear you, so.
All right.
So I think this is probably the only time that I've ever rejoiced when it came to a military action, but I was sad. Don't get me wrong. I'm sad that, you know, that there was people who were
stop
hurt
snitching,
and injured
Jim.
In this, but this was more along the lines of me kind of being happy that I told you so. The thing that I was told repeatedly. So. Yeah. I told her so. I was repeatedly
you
told during this
the
election.
So.
Were you just yelling at me about interrupting?
I'm gonna go have some food. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Anyway, I was told repeatedly during the election that I had to vote for Trump because if Hillary Clinton got in, she would start a conflict in Syria, which would eventually lead to World War III because Russia. Because Russia would get upset by any military actions that we took against Assad. And she was pretty much guaranteed to do that. And so now that we got Trump in, what does he do in the first less than the first 100 days in office? He starts a conflict in Syria.
Thanks, Trump.
Yeah, so now there's all these people who initially joined the Trump bandwagon in order for him to stop the wars overseas and start focusing
allegedly
on policy here in the United States. And that hasn't worked out too well. So Paul Joseph Watson made a series of tweets and then contradicted himself immediately afterwards, talking about how he was upset that Paul Joseph Watson, for those of you who don't know, which I guess I'm burying the lead by not mentioning that, Paul Joseph Watson is one of the co-anchors. Is that right, James? Would I say on InfoWars?
I don't know if you call it co-anchors, but he's one
of
their.
He does it there.
He's not a. I don't think he's a. He's a reporter.
Okay.
For them, I think is what the best way to say it.
He does his own thing. Mm-hmm. He basically vlogs and then Alex Jones kind of promotes it, I guess. Has him on the payroll. Okay. So he was pushing for Trump since the very beginning, and one of the reasons why he was citing that it was a good idea to elect Trump to begin with is because he wouldn't start a conflict in Syria.
So he is naturally upset, and he's hoping that it's some sort of 4D chess. It's not. There's some sort of 4D chess going on, and he announced on Twitter that he was, quote, officially off the Trump train, unquote. But, like, in a tweet later, like, because he was announcing that he was upset with Trump, that he was off the Trump train, and then some news reporting agencies came up and said, oh, he's off the Trump train. Maybe we should report that Paul Joseph Watson is off the Trump train. We're going to type this up. Paul Joseph Watson off Trump train, unquote. Then he tweeted, like, immediately after all those news reports came out, saying, like, this is fake news. I don't know. How does Paul Joseph Watson talk? Like,
something like that.
The SJWs are reporting fake news that I'm off Trump train. Fake news. Yeah. And so he's been a little bit upset about that people are reporting his actual words.
So he's like, oh, I'm not off the Trump train?
He's off the Trump train unless you say he's off the Trump train. Then he's not really off the Trump train. It's a very nuanced position. I think you just don't understand it. See, he has this nuanced position. He had a nuanced position before it was cool. Okay. Alex Jones is on the 4D Trump the 4D chess train, which is that this is some sort of 4D chess that Trump is playing, that no one realizes what he's doing quite yet, and it'll all be revealed later.
World War III is something that's yet to be revealed, huh?
Yeah. So he's going to stop World War III by starting World War 2.5, which will still have all the problems of World War III, but
he's playing 4D chess.
But he's playing 4D chess with the media, the mainstream media, and he's going to stop World War III by just kind of continuing on World War II for just a little bit more,
because he's just too smart and we can't comprehend his actions.
Huh? Yeah, our 3D brains can't comprehend what something would be in another fourth dimension.
So.
Allegedly, Stefan Molyneux, who I love picking on because he's such a moron, was really pushing this whole narrative that if Trump does not get elected, he will start World War III, or that Hillary Clinton would start World War III. But the problem with this whole, and now he's upset that, you know, that he's just like, this is terrible. And he also rightly pointed out that the day that he started bombing the Syrian airbase was the exact same day that World War One or Two started. Was it? What's World War One?
Something like that. I think it was almost like 100 years to the day.
Yeah. So that was, and you know, he's a little bit upset about it. But, and then of course, anytime you ask any of these people, including Molyneux, like, hey, you told me to vote for Trump because he would stop World War III, their initial response is, well, Clinton would have done the same thing. But it's like, but you were agitating before she got the nomination on her side, and there was no clear winner at the current time. In the Republican primary, like, this was your horse. You backed this horse the entire race. It wasn't just like, oh, well, it looks like he's going to get the nomination, so I might as well support him because it's a little bit better than Hillary Clinton, I guess. It was, no, Trump is a guy. Forget Rand. Forget, I think Ted Cruz has even come out and said that it's a bad idea to do these attacks in Syria. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. I think I saw that somewhere. But, I mean, even he was saying the same thing. Allegedly, but why didn't you back any of these other people who were far more economically conservative, which he prefers, than Donald Trump, and who were also probably is just as gung-ho for the wall as any other? I mean, I think every Republican politician claims they're going to build a wall. All of them.
The wall.
So why not back those?
Yeah, they love walls.
Yeah. So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I don't know. Am I missing something here?
Yes. Oh. You're missing the fact that you're a
cuck.
that's what you're missing. Yeah. You just want to make America not be great again.
Yeah. So there's this YouTuber who I don't know how it happened, but he got a lot of fame really quickly. I think he's just a really good marketer. By the name of Black Pigeon Speaks. Have you heard of this guy?
No.
Okay, so Black Pigeon Speaks is kind of an alt-righty. He kind of popped up out of nowhere.
And then kind of like the whole alt-right, huh?
Yeah, but this guy amassed like hundreds of thousands of subscribers on YouTube in a matter of weeks. It was everybody was kind of like dumbfounded. But he said, like, no, this was all Kabuki theater. And because we know that the U.S. contacted Syria and the Russians before time, so this was just and the Syrians moved all their stuff out of the way. So it was just basically a big, expensive firework, and nothing's going to come of this. The problem is, like, even before he made that video, like the Russians had already come out to condemn the U.S. actions, had sent naval ships over to the ship that was firing the Tomahawk missiles, and now we're in a conflict. So it doesn't look like that was Pabuki. Yeah. So yeah. Now we're in a standoff. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so that was
their,
wrong.
They got their warships moved to the position of what, our Star Destroyer or whatever.
The Death Star.
I mean, I don't know, but they got their warships moved in. And then what, did Trump respond to that by moving some warships off the coast of Korea or something? Something like that. I think I was reading that. So we're obviously just in a standoff right now, but yep. No one's really saying this really isn't World War III as much as Cold War II, it seems like, is what we just got, what Trump just got going here.
Well, that's just excuse making, because even still, like, this Cold War was something that they cited to say that this is why we should vote for Trump, because he's not going to start a conflict in Syria. Now, his conflict in Syria, oh, well, it's not World War per se. It's more like a Cold War. Well it is now.
But I'm not saying that to lessen it. I'm not saying that to lessen it. Don't get me wrong.
I know you weren't. You were playing devil's advocate.
But the thing is that, you know, Trump had, you know, campaigned on he's going to destroy ISIS within the first 100 days. I guarantee it, and all that kind of. I don't know how to do Trump voice, but he had kind of campaigned that he knew how to take him out, and he was going to take him out. And what's he end up doing? He ends up siding with them against Assad.
Brilliant. He was saying, like, we should work with Russia and Assad to work against ISIS. Okay.
And now instead of that, he's terrible. Working with ISIS to work against Assad and Russia. Brilliant, Trump. Smooth move, Trump.
Yeah, so some
your entire campaign of working with Assad and Russia to take down ISIS, and you end up siding with ISIS against Russia and Assad. Brilliant.
But
brilliant, Trump.
I saw tremendous pictures of dead babies on television. It was sad, okay? Tremendously terrible, sad, okay?
That's the one thing, is that there has been U.S. airstrikes in Syria already.
Yeah,
this was just the first one on you know, Syrian bases and stuff. This was, you know, a Pearl Harbor type event. That's what this was. This was the new Pearl Harbor committed by Trump here. But the you know, just a couple weeks ago, I believe it was, U.S. airstrikes killed, like, a bunch of civilians, too. You know, but Assad does it, and he gets bombed? Like, shouldn't he have bombed himself?
Well, it's because they used the wrong kind of weapons. Like, he should have blown them to pieces and not blown them with sarin gas. That's the problem.
The problem is the type of weapons. So you can kill more civilians using ballistics and bombs and such, but with gas, you can't, is basically what I'm hearing. Yeah. So, yeah, that doesn't seem right, Trump. So you're going to go ahead and kill a bunch of civilians and then get mad when Assad does the same thing?
Yeah. So some of the other people who are upset is Richard Spencer. Oh, I wish I had that pulled up. Richard Spencer. Richard Spencer had tweeted,
"Cut your hair like me."
That if he, yes, he is. But he tweeted that he was upset by this, and if Trump attacks Syria, that he's off the Trump train, and he did, and now he's off the Trump train. But he's praying this is 40 chess. 40 chess. Please, Trump, suck.
Notice me, senpai.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
What the Freedom Fiends, what people think the Freedom Fiends are. What it actually is. So, even Ann Coulter, where we were talking about the previous segment, that all these Trump supporters who supported Trump initially because he was going to prevent World War III by not attacking Assad and getting us in trouble with the Russians, attacked Assad and is getting us in trouble with the Russians. Now all these alt-righters are being consistent. They're unlike the Obama people who were like, we got to stop all these wars. And then when when Obama wanted to go to war with Syria, then it was, this is great because Assad is terrible. We need, like, hey guys, did we not learn our lessons from Iraq? I mean, remember all the things that you said about Iraq? This is the same thing that's happening here. In fact, he's even part of a party called the Baathists, just like Saddam. So yeah, even Ann Coulter is upset, and she's been tweeting, like, you know, that she's pretty much off the Trump train as well because of this. But what is the moral of the story? What is the redemption of all of this stuff? I mean, I think it's pretty clear, but maybe you should iterate it. I think you know.
Trump crit failed.
But the ring of power,
the ring of power doesn't care. It just doesn't. The deep state will always be there no matter who's president, and it will always control the presidency. I believe there was a great joke that Bill Hicks used to do about the when you're elected president, how they take you down into a you know, a dark cellar, and they got all the people sitting around in the dark, and they show you a tape from the Kennedy assassination at a new angle, and they're like, any questions? Angle. And then just walk out of the room. Wow. You know, that was, you know, that's, I mean, yeah, you never know. But the whole thing is that, you know, Trump completely went back on everything he campaigned for. He campaigned against ISIS. Now he's siding with ISIS against Syria and Russia. And so, you know, his whole thing is just complete 180 on all the stuff he did. And you really think he's going to build the wall? Get real.
And if he is, you really think he's going to charge Mexico and not us?
That's completely off the table now.
Yeah. Hey, Jim.
Well, he's got a World War to fund. He's not going to be able to build a wall.
Well, he said that he wanted to be able to bolster up the military and increase the size to where he could successfully fight wars on multiple fronts. That was his, you know.
Oh, yeah, because that works out. Yeah, I think, he's going to fight a war on multiple fronts against Russia?
I thought what? your was the imitation of how excitable that made him. Wars on multiple fronts.
They will create a superpower vacuum.
Hey, Jim, when Richard Spencer was protesting Trump, if Trump heard about this, I get the feeling that, like, he'd have to have Stephen Bannon explain who Richard Spencer is. Yeah. That's why Bannon's there. His Bannon got demoted, but didn't. Okay, what happened with him?
I think he got set aside.
I thought he got demoted, but said, I'm not going recused. Anywhere. He's still. I think he's secretly still running the country.
I think he's still advising Trump, but he's completely off the national security campaign, which, by the way, doesn't make any sense because the guy has no foreign policy expertise at all, even in terms of reports.
Yeah, but he ran a popular blog, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, blogging is all the experience you need to run a country, man.
I mean, think about that. Like, that's the world we've come to, where someone, a reality TV star, becomes president, and his security advisor's, you know, main thing that he's done in life is ran a very successful blog.
Yeah,
that sounds like a joke from
don't forget that it was a reality TV star and professional wrestler.
Yes,
did he wrestle?
He did a hair match against Ed McMahon. He ended up, he sucker punched Ed McMahon.
Of course he did.
And then Stone Cold Steve Austin did a Stone Cold Steve Austin stutter at him.
Wow.
The only person to ever do a stunner on him was president.
A Simpsons like 15 years ago where Trump was president. It was like a future, you know, the crazy future Simpsons.
A dystopian future.
Yeah, yeah. And it was and they said that they were trying to think of like the most ridiculous person that people would all know to be president.
Yep. Voting for someone will not save the world. Ever.
Voting is snitching, man. Stop snitching. Everyone.
Stop voting.
All right. So I'm going to call the show Voting is Snitching, and I'm going to call the special Patreon one The Thing About Jim Snitching.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Stop snitching.
Its own title.
I'm telling my mom on you.
Become my Patriot so you can get special things.